Hello and welcome back to First Focus, a podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, where we seek to highlight the various events and areas of ministry that are going on in the church. I'm your host, Troy Cash, and the warm, lovely baritone notes you're about to hear come from none other than our own Dr. Dan Cole.
Oy.
Dan is the director of music here at our church, and he's here to give us some updates on the coming holiday events. Dr. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Troy?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So we've got quite a bit coming up, right?
Yeah. It's been a pretty busy season. You know, in some ways it's been very busy, but the time that we're normally busy, it's not going to seem so busy just because of the way things are working out. We've been preparing, doing some recordings, and have some online concerts that are coming up. And we've done a couple already. We did a concert, I think it was early October, late September, Purcell, Te Deum. We just put up a Bach cantata a couple of weeks ago, recorded at the end of October, cantata 150. And now we've got some Christmas things coming up. One we recorded actually when we did the Purcell. So it's kind of strange that we're doing these concerts. We're recording them at a time of year when it's not necessarily appropriate to be recording them. But we'll be putting them out during the Advent season, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of nice that it usually seems super busy around this time of year.
Yeah. So
it's not unexpected.
No. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the goal was actually to have all of these recordings done before Thanksgiving. But we had five singers in the choir that were possibly exposed to COVID, so we had to actually postpone one, and the final recording will occur December 2nd, hopefully. But, you know, you pray about it and pray that it can actually happen and that we can press on with it. Yeah, it's been good. It's been busy, but it's been good for the choirs to have something to be working toward, the musicians to be having a goal to work toward, even in this kind of bizarre, crazy season.
That was going to be my next question, was what are some of the challenges that you've had? I know that they're probably unexpected. You never know, really.
Right. Well, you know, the big one, just almost everything we scheduled, something isn't going to go the way you plan it to. Mm-hmm. And that's just the season we're in. So maybe it's the Lord kind of teaching us to be flexible and discipline us a little bit. But, you know, like, for example, just having to reschedule the recording session, it means we had to reschedule video crew, recording crew, musicians. We have a harpist who was coming into play one of the pieces. So, you know, there's the situation with Synod. We were supposed to record the Bach in Jackson Hall. You know, we had to go record it elsewhere, but at another church that could actually accommodate good space
and
comparable acoustic and all that. So, you know, things like that. But, you know, the Lord works through all of that and gives us opportunities to witness in those circumstances. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we've got a couple things coming up. The first one is going to be December 4th. Thomas Russell is going to be doing an organ recital. And I would just really encourage people. I know the average turnout for these recitals has been usually between like 60 and 80 people, the first Friday's recitals.
Mm-hmm.
I would really encourage people to try and watch this online, or if they're comfortable, to come watch them, because I always leave those recitals feeling really inspired.
Mm.
I mean, Thomas is a wonderful organist, but we've had a guest organist, Lenore Jeffcoat, gave a wonderful recital, and the Organ Scholars also gave a wonderful recital in November. So Thomas is going to be doing basically a Christmas recital, and there's 30 minutes of music. It'll be settings of Christmas carols, really excellent settings for organ. Thomas is a fantastic organist.
I'll say this, I leave every Sunday feeling inspired.
After
our worship.
He's incredible. So it's just really strongly encourage people to do that. So they can come, that's 12:30, December 4th. So you can either come attend that in the sanctuary, or it'll be live online, 12:30. The second one is then December 11th, and I was trying to come up. We had a little group we had put together of just four singers, kind of one on a part. We were trying to figure out what to call it, and you know, there's that book, Calvin's Company of Pastors. I don't know if you've read that. It's really excellent. But I thought, let's call this Calvin's Company of Singers, and then it just sounded too, I don't know, kitsch or something.
Right.
So we actually just ended up calling it Company of Singers. The thing about this is, there's a good friend of ours who's singing with us. His name is Dan Bubeck. Dan's a what you would call a countertenor. So he sings basically an alto part, and Dan has sung He's sung all over the world. He's sung with every major conductor alive today. And Dan just has such a great heart for the Lord. In fact, he's one of those friends who always holds your feet to the fire. Yeah. And so he's been a good friend of Holly's and mine for many years.
Those are good friends to have.
Yeah. He always points me back to Christ. And even in just a conversation, that's just a gift to us. So to be able to make music with him was great. And then Holly and tenor Aaron Cates, who sang with us for a few years, really wonderful tenor, who's now involved in this Voces 8 organization, the American organization. So there's a very promising musical future for Aaron. Wow. And it's just a joy to have him back up here when he's able to do it. He lives now in Charleston.
Okay.
But those are just, we just recorded actually three pieces, just three kind of Renaissance or Renaissance-based pieces, Christmas pieces. So kind of very intimate. And those we recorded actually in September. So that'll come out December 11th at noon. And then the final one, which we're really excited about, is going to include a lot of our music ensembles and choirs. And we've been recording this for a couple of weeks and have a few more to do. So last night, for example, Chancel Choir recorded one piece for brass and organ, another piece for strings, the string ensemble and choir and organ. The junior choir and youth chorus trebles recorded this past Monday. And last week, the youth chorus recorded as well. And we have one more recording to do there. And our brass group is recording a piece as well. Like I said, we were trying to get that done before Thanksgiving, just so we've got about a month to get the editing and all that done. But that, I think, is going to be very special. Comes out December 18th. It's going to come out at 7 o'clock. So the idea was that we would have basically like a Christmas special. You know, a lot of these colleges, you'll see Christmas specials from like St. Olaf or Concordia College or other schools. But we thought, because we can't actually do what we normally do, that this might be a way of encouraging people and just reminding people of what we are usually able to do during the season.
Yeah. I set my calendar for it this morning, actually.
Cool.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they're encouraging people to participate as kind of watch parties.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So if people can do this safely, and even different ministry groups, if they wanted to have, you know, if you have a family gathering or have some neighbors, as long as it's all, you know, safe, et cetera.
Yeah.
It just provides an opportunity, I think, for people to view this together. And that's kind of the point. It's about 45 minutes long. And I think the music is all really beautiful and inspiring. I think it'll turn out to be a really nice program. So
I'm sure it will be. The opportunity to have family over in your home, if you're able, and share as a community event.
Yeah. Yeah. So even here, what we're going to do is we're going to have that night, everyone who's recorded and people who have been involved in music in the past and who have been helping us, like the children's ministry has been a great help. So we've combined with them over the season a bit for children's choir and some teaching for the children as well. And Chef Rich is, we're going to do a type of outdoor, like European market.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we're going to go into the Family Life Center and watch it on the big screen when it comes out. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
I think people are really missing those types of events and opportunities. And, and you know, Lord willing, all of these things will happen and they'll be safe.
Certainly. It just feels like a great time in between some trials and suffering, but then also the joyous season of celebrating the appearing of our Savior.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we need joy. We just need we need joy, and I think we also need just to be reminded. I think remembrance is an important thing for us to just remember God's faithfulness in the past, even though it may seem like a difficult season. We just have to just remember how good he is and how good he's been actually just to our church and to our congregation. And hopefully that's really the goal of all of these things is just to give people just a bit of a reminder and what we have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Lord willing.
Definitely. So are there any other events?
Well, we've got
top of your
Christmas
mind?
Eve, and, you know, Christmas Eve is going to be kind of challenging a little bit as well, so.
We've got an Eve service as well, right?
We've got an Eve service, yeah, a Christmas Adam service, as people have called it. So that's on the two services on the 23rd. There more will come out about what's going on the 24th as well, but basically what we're doing is it's going to be predominantly congregational music. It'll be kind of our shortened lessons and carol service that we've done in the past. We just thought usually the choir sings a little bit more. It's a little more choral-centric, if that's a word.
Sure.
But in this case, we just thought people need to sing Christmas carols that they have, you know. And maybe that'll be the case for the future, too. We'll just see, you know, we'll see what we learn from it. So the choir, will kind of divide them up into two groups. That on the 23rd, we'll have our string group playing with us, and on the 24th, we'll have our brass playing with us. And, you know, just trying to keep people involved and engaged as much as possible and do something that we're similar, that we're used to doing, but it's just not going to be on that, the large scale that, that we've been able to do in the past.
Right,
and
right.
It's a little simpler, but it doesn't mean it can't be beautiful and a blessing. So,
And those services are...
Yeah,
4 and 6.
Four 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Yeah, on the it's the 23rd and the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then I think the following we have a New Year's Eve service.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh huh.
And which is the same times, four and six.
No, PM? I think it's been 7 in the past, but don't hold.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that.
Sure.
Maybe 6 or 7. But
sure.
We'll get that out, and someone more reliable than myself will communicate that information.
So as far as folks who aren't able to actually get out and mm-hmm. be with us in person,
mm-hmm.
what's the best way to watch any of the material?
You can do it through the app. You can go online. I think Elaine is going to put up a banner, mm-hmm. a larger banner, and hopefully you can just click on that, and it'll take you right to the event.
Yeah.
But, you know, if people want to view other things, you can go to the Music Ministry website, webpage. And click on, we've been calling these digital recital series. So you can see ones we've already done. And I would really encourage people to do that. They're not very long, and that's intentional. The Christmas special we're doing on the 18th of December is a longer one. But the other ones are only about 15 minutes because, frankly, that's about the attention span I think people have with social media. Nonetheless, I think it's still worth looking at those.
And I would say the amount of talent and effort put into that short 15 minutes is a whole lot more than a lot of the ways we spend our 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know, and anytime you're doing recording, and actually Jeff Francis, who's been doing our audio component, Jeff is at the music school, and he used to work for Sony Classical. So I think he said when you're trying to record like 3 minutes of music, it's something like 2 hours.
Oh my goodness.
You know, so there is a professional standard.
Yeah, certainly.
So I think we've actually been doing pretty well with it. But, you know, like last night, the choir is in the sanctuary and the brass is up in the loft. And so just trying to turn around and conduct the choir and then turn around and then figuring out on the spot, like, who do I need to turn to at this point? what's not quite staying together? So... But I think it all came together really well. And, I mean, there's been lots of challenges, but, it's...
The inside look of the mind of Dan Gall.
Yeah. And nobody wants to know what that is.
And I can assure you that it is always extremely clean, and you are the one who notices it more than we do. It is wonderful, and we're all blessed by your...
We've got some amazing... I mean, it's really remarkable, the talent here at this church, just in terms of... the singers we have, the musicians we have, and also, you know, to work with musicians who have such a heart for the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and even our children, I mean, that's almost to be able to have kids who sing as well as they do, who behave as well as they do, who respond, who are teachable. I mean, that's just all a credit to this church, to the parenting, to the youth ministry, to the children's ministry. So you kind of feel like you're reaping the harvest of other people's labors in many ways.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
And so, honestly, this is a very humbling place to work. You just can't believe you have this opportunity with people who love the Lord and who are, like I said, so teachable and happy to be there.
I've been personally edified by youth meetings.
Mm-hmm.
What has stood out to me is their ability to internalize the doctrines that we're singing.
Yeah.
And deeply internalize it and think how it applies to them.
Sure.
How these doctrines are true.
Yeah.
About God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's deeply edifying to know even the youth are able to do that here and desire to do that.
Yeah. I don't mean this wrong, but one of my favorite times of the week is youth course rehearsal. I just love those kids, and it's such a joy and encouragement to be around them all the time. I love the chancel choir, too. That's not...
Right.
Of course.
But there's just a certain innocent joy that it comes with working
with there's
children.
There's a sweetness there. Yeah. There's and like I said, it's actually just humbling to work with them.
Mm.
It's a great blessing.
Yeah. Well, we are certainly fortunate and grateful to have you, Thomas, all who participate in the choir, everyone who participates in music ministry. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, well, thank
you. We're grateful for you.
Thank you, yeah. And I hope, you know, I confess, I feel like I've been a little slow in trying to get some of the other ensembles back involved, our worship ensemble. I'd like to get them back engaged in worship and some of our other groups as well. It's just been a challenging time, but definitely looking forward to getting kind of our full picture back into worship.
Well, we're all moving slow, so you're not the only one. Well, thank you, Dan, for
Troy, thanks very
coming
much.
To talk. If any of our listeners has any questions about how to access any material, please feel free to reach out to me. My email is tcash@firstprescolumbia.org, and I look forward to participating and worshiping and being a part of the events that we're having this holiday season. So,
thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for joining us here on First Focus. If you'd like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they're released, download our app, FPC Cola, on the App Store or Google Play. We hope that you'll join us again next time. I'm Troy Cash. And until then, God bless.